A corporate media controls nearly everything we read, watch, or hear. It imposes a bland uniformity of opinion. It diverts us with trivia and celebrity gossip. But like all branded products spun out from the manipulative world of corporate advertising, we are being duped into doing and supporting a lot of things that are not in our interest. The goal, as with all brands, to fool passive consumers that a brand is an experience. But in a soundbite society, reality no longer matters. The media has evolved into a class of courtiers. The role of courtiers is to parrot official propaganda. Courtiers do not defy the elite or question the structure of the corporate state. Corporations, in return, employ them and promote them as celebrities. Courtiers in face powder deceive us. They entertain us. They make us feel good. They persuade us they are our friends. They are the smiley faces of a corporate state. But no class of courtiers, from the eunuchs behind the Manchus in the 19th century to the Baghdad caliphs in the Abbasid Caliphate, has ever transformed itself into a responsible and socially productive class. Courtiers are hedonists of power. And when the corporations make their iron demands, these courtiers drop to their knees. The industry's money and lobbyists drive the discussion, and the courtiers in Washington and on television screens dance to the tune they play, filling up airtime with absurd debates. Mass culture assures us that if we close our eyes, if we visualize what we want, if we have faith in ourselves, if we grasp that we are truly exceptional, if we focus on happiness, our lives will be harmonious and complete. This cultural retreat into illusion, whether peddled by positive psychologists, Hollywood, or Christian preachers, is a form of magical thinking. It turns alienation and anxiety into cheerful conformity. But illusions are learned. They are implanted by the dominant class. Those institutions, from the press to higher education to religious organizations, tasked with asking the broad questions that make moral autonomy possible, have failed. They argue, like all, within the narrow confines of our empty public arena, about what Freud termed the narcissism of minor difference. They are our medieval scholastics, whose profession was to tie down debate in minutiae as a way to make themselves relevant to power. Do not expect any of these people to rethink these systems of power. They are not capable. They have forgotten or never knew that civilization is centered on a shared destiny, often called the common good, and that once you abandon this common good for greed and power, civilization dies. When you shatter the equilibrium between social obligations and individual rights, you descend into barbarity, and the celebrity culture, where nothing is sacred, and everything and everyone is a commodity to be exploited, is our form of barbarism. As we sink into an economic and political morass, as we barrel towards a crisis, we remain controlled, manipulated, and distracted by the celluloid shadows on the wall of Plato's cave. The fantasy of celebrity culture is not designed simply to entertain. It is designed to drain us emotionally, confuse us about our identity, blame ourselves for our predicament, condition us to chase illusions of impossible fame and happiness, and keep us from fighting back. Another tawdry and tasteless spectacle to divert a dying culture from the baying wolf at the gate. Thank you.
You're just going to invite them to get, like, you're going to invite those things. Okay.
Thank you.